sech derechem parabod mishnah dalad haylo minachem aruba uminachem muad. We said in the previous mission that somebody who's chayav erechem to hegdish, when we collect the erechem from him, we would not leave him penniless. If it's an uman, we would leave him two types of each of his clay umnasim. For example, we said by a charef, by a carpenter, we leave him two matzadim and two mekiros. Now the mission tells us, let's say he has a lot of one type of clay umnas and very little of the other. For example, he has three matzadim and only one megira. In omer lo limkor min ha-meruba, v'likach lo min ha-muad. We don't say, let's sell off from the meruba. Let's sell off the third matzah that he has and buy for the guy from the clay umnas that he has very little. Sell off the third matzah and buy a second megira. That way, we would leave him with two matzadim and two megiras. We don't say that. Instead, we would leave him two of the type of clay umnas that he has a lot of. We would leave him two matzadim. And we would leave him whatever he has from the mu'at. We would leave him that one megera. And we would take the third matzad without buying for him a second megera, even though that leaves him with less than two megeras. So since he got along until now with only one megera, he'll get along also now with only one megera. And we don't say that until now he was able to borrow a second megera. Since he had extra matzadim, he would lend out a matzad, and in return he would borrow a megera. We don't say that. Instead, we let him keep two matzadim and only one megira that he had until now. Hamagish has nechasa malin lo et tefillah. Somebody who's not just all of his property, the tefillah is included. But we would let him redeem the tefillah. He would give money to Hegdish in place of the tefillah. That way, he could keep his tefillah. Whether somebody was makdish his property, or he was Marach himself. He said, Erech Atmi Alai, I will give my own Erech to Hegdish. Ain't lo b'ksus ishto, v'lo b'ksus bana. When Hegdish comes to collect the Erech that he owes, or they come to collect his property that he was Magdish, they cannot take the clothing of his wife, nor can they take the clothing of his children. And the clothing of his wife and his children are not his property, so he can't be Magdish it, nor can it be used to collect from the Erech that he owes to Hegdish. Nor can Hegdish collect from the colored clothing that he bought for his wife or children, nor can they collect from the new shoes that he bought for his wife and children, even though his wife or children had not worn the shoes yet. Still, since he bought it for them, it's considered theirs, and Hegdish cannot collect from them. Even though the Chacham said that an eved that is being sold with nice clothing, the price of the eved improves. If you sell men that inherited property from their father, have to sell off some of the property in order to pay off chobos that was owed by their father. When they sell an eved, Bezdin would buy for the eved from the property that the Yisomim inherited nice clothing in order that the price of the eved will improve. Shem tilakach lo ksus b'shloshim dinar mashpiyahu mana. If you buy clothing worth 30 dinar for an eved that's being sold, the price of the eved improves by a mana, by 100 dinar. Therefore, the price of the eved improves 70 dinar more than the amount that was spent for the clothing. The same is true by account. If you wait to sell it until the itlis, which is the Yom HaShuk, the day of the Shuk, the price of the para improves. People pay more money on the Yom HaShuk for paras. The same is true by a jewel that is being sold. If it is brought to the big city, the price of the jewel improves. People pay more money for Margoliath in the big city. Even so, in the Hegdish, Ela Makomo Bishaito. When somebody is Makdish his property, and he's Makdish one of the above mentioned things, Hegdish, when they sell off their property, they sell it in the Makom that it was Mugdash, and at the time that it was Mugdash, they don't wait until the Yom HaShuk, and they don't bring it to the big city. As when it comes to Hegdish, we learn out from the Pasuk that it is sold off right away in the Makom that it was Mugdash.